Can you repeat that?
Blog Talk Radio.
Yes. Yeah, I'll tell you in a minute.
Okay.
Hello and welcome to the 573rd Diva of Days of Our Lives here on Blog Talk Radio. You can find all our shows and interviews here on Blog Talk Radio. You can also find us on Twitter and also Facebook. You can find us on iTunes, and we're also on Spotify. I'm Marianne, and you can find me at @mama_hooch. We have Jen with us. Hi, Jen.
Hi, I'm at RxJDK at Twitter.
Okay, and the Diva Carrie at Diva of Dole, and Anna is Causey at Causey Hooch, and we also like you to check out at Teo Penglis on Twitter. Well, I guess it's not Twitter anymore; it's X, but it's always be Twitter to me. And also at Lauren Coslow and at Killtrip USA, who is Ian Buchanan. To also check out our friends at Bob Hapka and at Amy Hapka. They are also on Facebook. Okay, yes, Jen, as we were talking before, we were supposed to have the interview with Teo on Thursday, but he couldn't. He forgot he had another appointment, so we did it this Friday.
Oh, okay.
I forgot to put it out. So we switched it to Friday. So we did it Friday at 9. So, but yes. So we did have that. So it was a crazy one, you know. Mateo, you never know what you're going to get.
Of course.
But he seems to like asking the questions, like when he gets callers and stuff. Like a lot of his
cool.
And we were like his 49th interview he's done
now
in the last I don't know how many months, you know, to help promote his podcast.
Cool.
So a lot of them have just been like one-on-one, you know, on these different shows with Zoom, and then they, you know, put them on later. But this one here, we take callers. So it ends up him asking more questions to the people sometimes than they ask him questions.
Oh, that's cool.
But he was, he's been very, very busy. So, and I just want to just put out there, everyone to go check out his podcast on Spotify. He's going to be in Wisconsin at a film festival.
Oh, cool.
To help promote that too. Yeah. So, but he did talk about Bill Hayes had called him and congratulated him. And actually, I guess Bill Hayes is had been doing research on Ithaca and Homer and all that. So, yeah, so he was, you know, talking about that. I guess that made him feel really good, you know, that Bill Hayes, you know, took the time out to call. And he told the different stories of different things. It was like his first TV show was Kojak.
Cool.
With Telly. So that was the first TV appearance because we had told him that he's been on 23 of our radio shows.
Oh, cool.
I didn't realize it till I went back. The very first one was 13 years ago in 2010.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, so they were either, we had a bunch with him and Leanne, and we've had a couple with him and Lauren Coslow on.
Oh, okay.
And the rest were with just him. So we had that. So we kind of talked about all kinds of things. So, yeah, so anybody that wants to go check that out, you know, go ahead and do that. So,
will we be seeing Tony and Anna anytime in the near future?
No, he doesn't know what's up with that. He has not heard a thing from them. He's kind of a little, you know, discouraged by that, a little upset, which is kind of understanding. Doesn't understand
Definitely.
Why. He said people were saying like there's EJ and Nicole got married, and they, you know, where was Tony and Anna?
Yep.
You know, for the wedding and stuff. So I don't know. He thinks maybe he's on also, you know, he's doing other things, getting into the podcasts and different things. So
good.
Whether he'll come back to Days or not, I don't know.
I
keep hoping. I keep hoping with this new producer, and once we get to their shows,
their stuff.
Also,
they'll put
that,
him on
Jason,
contract.
Really. Because they've been losing a lot of people. A lot of them are
going to
be leaving lately. Yeah. So, Jason 47, who's on Facebook, he knows a lot of Days history. Anyway, he said, starting in December through May, that's when we'll start to see the writers that were writing during the strike.
Oh, okay.
So these will be the non-union writers.
Oh, boy.
I don't know what kind of stories, you know, are coming up for that. I don't know. I didn't know if they had any guidelines from the regular writers, or they just went and wrote their own stories.
Yeah.
I don't know. So,
that should be interesting. With the strike back in, like, the early 2000s, the writers who took over One Life to Live were better than Higley.
Well, that's kind of what I'm hoping for, is like, well, maybe this stuff that we'll see coming up in December through May will be better than what we're seeing now.
God, I hope so.
I don't know. So, but anyway, can start, I guess. So EJ and Nicole got married.
Yep.
And Sloan and Eric got married this week. So, well, what did you think of EJ and Nicole? I mean, that was kind of, we knew that was coming, but I guess.
Yeah.
He decided to, you know.
Tie that on.
Yeah, because she's about ready. She's almost due. And then, and she was talking to Holly. And Holly got all upset because she thinks it's kind of, because she was thinking it's kind of weird because there'll be stepbrother and stepsister.
Yeah.
You know, and she really has a crush on him, so. But she told Johnny the reason she was upset was because she had a crush on EJ. She's telling different stories to different people. And I think she told Nicole something. Didn't she tell Nicole something different?
I think so, that she wanted it to be Eric. She married.
Oh, okay, yeah, because of being, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, wanted it to be. She always hoped that her and Eric would get back together.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I didn't know if the wedding was going to go off, but it did.
Yep.
And they had Chad was the officiant. And now the only other ones that were there were Holly and,
Johnny.
Johnny. Yeah, Johnny stood up for you. Okay, yeah. So that was it. And then, so when Eric found out about it, he went and had a talk to Marlena. And he told, and, you know, so Marlena asked him, if you knew the baby was Nicole's, was yours, would you have tried to work things out with Nicole? And he said, in a heartbeat.
Yeah.
So then he decides, well, if I guess I can have Nicole, I'll marry Sloan, which I don't think Marlena was too happy about.
Nope.
Or Roman.
Oh, no. Roman just doesn't like her to begin with.
Just doesn't like, yeah. So they got married. He asked Marlena to be the officiant, and they got married in the penthouse there, you know, John and Marlena's place. And then Brady shows up. So he was the only one there, him and Roman.
Yeah.
And how did you like her name, her full name? Did you hear it?
Sloan
Mia Sarah. Peterson.
Oh, my God.
Sloan Mia Sarah Peterson. I don't know who dreamed that one up.
God knows.
So, anyway, so they get married. Didn't it look like she had her, did you see what she came in on with that pink
thing? Yeah, I'm like, what is that?
It kind of looked like a robe, didn't it? Or like a lingerie. Yeah. That's what I thought, too. So, all right, so we had that. Oh, So I don't know how all that's going to play out, but then we had Chad, who was all upset because of Stephanie, and so he was talking to Nicole, and Nicole was trying to get him to see, you know, to try again with Stephanie and about Abigail, and I guess it sounded like he was going to go find Stephanie, but then he finds Stephanie hugging Everett, and he doesn't know who this guy is because
he didn't tell him.
Stephanie's never told him. So I don't know. Did we talk last week about Everett and what he said happened? I don't know if that was the beginning of this week.
That was this week.
That was this week. Okay, so
we found out what happened to him.
Yeah, he said he was in the he didn't ghost her, but it was the reason because he was in a coma.
Yeah.
He was in an accident, and I guess what? I didn't get everything. He didn't have ID on him?
No, he had already sent whatever he was going to send at the post office, so he had no ID with him.
Okay.
I'm like, okay.
Okay, or something, yes. And then he was in a coma, and that's why. Now, whether that's true or if he's just giving her a line, but then I'm thinking, I heard where he's supposed to be Jada's ex-husband.
Ooh.
So I'm wondering if he was, I don't know. Of course, he could have been with Stephanie at the time he was married to Jada, and that's what caused the breakup, really, or I don't know. I don't know how that all is going to work. So, but I don't know.
I'm
still
very happy
him,
to see him, though.
Nick. Yeah. Well, yeah, I like Blake Bears, but I keep thinking Nick. But, yeah. But, yeah, he's a different character now, Everett. I don't know. Did they say, I don't know if they said his last name or not. I can't remember.
No.
Okay. So then we find out Xander gave him a job at the Spectator.
Yeah.
Because I guess he's a journalist. So now Stephanie's got to explain to Chad what's going on there. So. And let's see. Oh, how about Gabby and Stefan's plan?
Enough is enough, you know?
Yeah, first they started with Kristen and the whole thing with Rachel. And then they were trying to get – so I guess they're at that point the shares were even. So they wanted to get somebody else's, so that would give them the leverage that they needed. So they come up with this plan for Lee, and they get Dr. Rolfe involved. And Gabby calls Lee and says that she's kidnapped and she needs his help. And then at the same time, Rolfe shows up at Lee's with a hidden microphone, telling Lee he's the one that kidnapped, right? He's the one that kidnapped Gabby, and kind of gets him to confess or put it, to say that he was behind helping Megan try to kill Harris.
Yeah.
So that's how they got it. And Stefan has it on tape. So he came in and Gabby came in. So Lee signed them over, and he's furious now. It's like he wanted to get revenge on Gabby.
Gabby. And
then Wendy. Like Wendy was in there too, right?
Yeah, she calmed him down.
Yeah. So, and then right at the end of Friday's show, we see Stefan come in the door, come back to find Lee, and then he sees Gabby standing over Lee with a knife with blood on it.
Yeah.
So. Now, I think her exit story is coming up, whether, you know, how all this is going to play into her leaving.
Yeah. So. I hope he's not dead, but I think he probably is.
Yeah. Now, I did see the promo for next week, and it shows him still alive in the hospital, but, like, barely, like he's trying. So I don't know if he's going to die. That's what I thought. I thought he does, but... I don't know. Maybe he says Gabby's name, and that's how, you know, they're going to maybe send her off to jail or something.
Or she'll go on the run.
Yeah. So, yeah, because she's gonna be leaving soon.
Yeah.
Did we see anything with Rafe or Jada?
No.
Okay.
No Rafe, no
read,
Jada.
I didn't think so. And nothing, and no Alex or Teresa this week, right?
No.
Anything more? No, or Constantine and Maggie. I was trying to go through, like, geez, it seems, oh, and then he had the, I guess we could talk about the Halloween. So we have the Halloween thing, and it's like based on four different stories, people's
yeah.
dreams.
Right.
What? Let's. We had Paulina dreaming that Whitley came back.
Yeah,
and convinced
and that
Abe again.
Kills her. Yeah.
Yes, he could. Yeah. So, and I don't know how she woke up somehow. I don't know. I guess when she woke up, you know, then she realized,
yeah.
like, oh, you know, oh, this is Abe. Oh, she's
dreaming.
Not here. And, yeah, and when she was dreaming there was cats everywhere in our house.
Yep.
And, yeah, that was funny. And then Chad had a weird dream because he had that fight with Stephanie, that Stephanie had this plan to have this magic potion to bring
yeah.
Abigail back for him. Because something was with the old, when the old Steve and Kayla storyline, Gideon and whatever.
Gideon.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's what happened. But what they ended up doing was, what, killing Steve and Kayla?
She killed Steve and Kayla and said, I saved one bullet for you.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So. Yeah. And then we have, what, Sloan had a dream that I think, what, they were in the hospital being chased by zombies?
Zombies.
Who was the zombie?
I don't know. I don't think they revealed that.
No. Okay. And somehow, what, I can't remember, it came out, like, she confessed to Ari because they thought they were going to die.
Yeah. And Nicole confessed, too.
Yeah. So, so then what we had, Holly, and she was trying to get Johnny or Chanel
yeah.
away from Johnny, and what, Kate was supposed to come in, and, you know, that was kind of dumb, too.
The dentist stalker. Can't they give
yes,
her a better storyline? Oh, my God.
Yeah. I know. So,
like,
yeah, I've seen much better Halloween episodes
yes.
over the years. So this wasn't one of the better ones.
No.
No.
They dropped the ball.
Yes. Okay. Let's see. I'm trying to think. What else happened? Was Kate on this week?
Kate was on talking to Chad about Stephanie.
Stephanie, okay.
Yeah, she was on the beginning of the week.
Beginning of the week, okay. So there really wasn't much going on. Like,
no.
Basic storylines were EJ and Nicole and them getting married, Stefan and the plot to do that, the Halloween episode. Chad, Stephanie, and Everett.
And Stephanie and Chad.
With, yeah, Stephanie and Chad. How about, was there anything Harris? I'm trying to think.
No.
Harris and, no, that was the other week, right? With Phil,
yeah.
the guy, Clyde's henchman.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I can't even remember how they got everything. Just was centered around, I think it was just boring. Like, I don't know, I think they, like, rehashed half of the stuff. So, really,
yeah.
there was only, like, four basic storyline things for the whole week.
Yep.
Yeah.
And it's like anyone in that town can marry anybody.
Oh, yeah. Well, they've all played musical chairs with that. And
no,
then,
like Marlena can marry her son. And,
a fisherman.
Yeah. It's like, really?
Yeah,
now,
you
Chad
can go online
can
now.
People?
Yeah. Well, yeah, did you hear what he did say? Oh, I better get online and take to get certified.
Oh, man.
So you must be able to do that in a matter of hours or something.
Damn.
I don't know. I don't know if I think you can. I think you really can.
Wow.
I don't know, though. Yeah. That was, yeah. So, and nobody comes to weddings anymore. You know, you didn't have those, you know, back in the day. Everyone
yeah.
was there. Remember when Bo and Hope got married? They got
yeah,
married.
Yeah, and Steve and Kayla.
Yeah, and everybody was there in the big church. Didn't they get married in London or something, or England, or where did they get married?
Bo and Hope got married in London, yes.
London, yes. Well, that's when they went to, actually,
yeah.
to the actual place. You know, that's when they had more money to do
location,
that.
Location, yeah.
Locations, and, yeah, they don't do that anymore.
Yeah, Steve and Kayla got married on a boat.
Uh-huh. Yeah, and there was always a lot of people at the weddings. Now,
yeah.
now it's like less and less.
I know,
less
there's like
people.
Two people.
Yeah. Yeah, not much with John hasn't been on. I don't know. Brady, not much happening with Brady either. He's just kind of there.
Yeah. He showed up at Eric's wedding.
Now, I did see some previews for next week. And there's something, I think soon we're going to find, Teresa gets found out.
Oh,
you know,
good.
Alex finds out, I think. It looks like it showed something like that. Yeah, I'm trying to think. Oh, and there's previews that Nicole is in an accident.
Yeah,
and
that's
Leo gets
how,
the baby. Yeah. Actually, Leo and Dimitri, while they're escaping, are the ones that caused the accident. Leo
oh.
helps deliver the baby, and the baby's in distress, and he gives it to Dimitri, who rushes the baby to the hospital. And somehow, I don't know if it's Trask or somebody, I don't know how the baby's going to get to Sloan, but I think that's how Sloan's going to end up with Nicole's baby.
Oh, wow.
Which is really with it. Yeah. So how long it takes them to find out that it's Eric's baby.
Hopefully not
But
long.
Isn't that almost a copycat of Xander and Sarah?
Yep.
How when she was in a car accident, Xander helped deliver the baby, then the
yep.
baby died. And he switched. I mean, it's a little different circumstance, but it's still the switching of the babies and makes
same
and
stuff.
Somebody believing. Yeah, same thing. Yeah. So we have that same thing
and
going on.
And it's Eric's baby again.
Yes, this is the second. Yes. Yeah. Yeah. So, that's true. Yeah. And nothing with Xander and Sarah.
Nope.
This time, yeah. Okay. Let's see if there's anything else. I'm trying to think. We did our show last. Yeah, so that's. I'm trying to think if anybody else is coming back. Did you hear any rumors
I
or spoilers
heard any.
Of anybody coming back? Yeah.
No.
No.
I think I might have to. Bite the bullet and buy the online subscription since I can't get Soap Digest anymore.
Oh, okay. Do you get the magazine?
Yeah, I usually
yeah.
go to the store and get it, but I can't find it in the stores anymore, so it's like...
Well, you know what? I don't know if you heard, but they're not publishing it at all anymore. You can only get it online.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes, yeah, so you're not going to find it at any store because they're not publishing paper copies anymore,
yeah,
which is kind of sad.
Yeah, it is. I mean,
I like this.
Yeah.
I mean, I used to subscribe to it for a while, but then
me
I
too.
Stopped and would only buy it in the store every once in a while, like if Teo was in it or something.
Yeah.
But or some kind of anniversary or something was happening. But yeah, it's because I used to also subscribe to Soap Opera Weekly, and
yep,
then they did away with
I
that.
I used to love that.
Yeah, that was good, too.
Remember all the soap magazines in the 80s and 90s?
Oh, yeah. I think CBS, it was like one with all CBS soaps, ABC soaps. Like they each had their own soap for Digest.
Yeah.
And,
but
yeah.
like in the 80s, there was also other magazines, you know, like...
Uh-huh.
All soaps, it's like, oh, my God, what happened to that, you know?
Yeah, because, well, now we're down, like, we're only down to four soaps, so.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, another thing. I wanted to mention was about Tyler Christopher.
Oh,
you
yeah.
You heard about that. Yeah.
So sad.
So that was sad. So I guess he's in peace now. I guess we don't really know really what happened. They think maybe a cardiac arrest or something.
Yeah, cardiac event.
And then and then maybe if he was by himself, then he drowned, I guess. You know what I mean? So I don't know what was wrong, but he's had a lot of health problems.
No, I think it was Matthew Perry who drowned.
Oh, it was Matthew Perry who drowned, yes. But they think that could have been a heart attack, too. That's right. And Tyler Perry's was a heart attack.
Yeah,
I mean,
Tyler Christopher.
Tyler Christopher was a heart attack, and he was only 50. And
I know.
Matthew Perry was 54. I really liked him, actually. I liked him as Stefan. I still liked him better than... I mean, I like Brandon Barash, but I liked
Tyler's
version of... Yeah. Of
course, I had already known him as Nicholas.
Well, yes, I liked him as... Yes, I remember that. I was watching then General Hospital as Nicholas, so,
him and Stefan.
Yes.
Steve played Stefan.
Steve.
Yep.
Stefan, yes. Yeah. And Teo said, well, he was my nephew on General Hospital, and he was my brother on Days.
Yeah.
So he, like, worked with him. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So I said, oh, yeah, because he was on, like, both of those shows, so.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I just wanted to mention that. So I don't know what else happened in the soap world. I don't know. Yeah. Trying to think what else is coming up. Like I said, with the writers and that, it'll be interesting to see where the storylines go.
Yeah.
Or if they kind of write along the same thing. I don't know if Corday has any say in that.
I don't know. I'd like to see some returns. I mean, they're going to need people, you know? With everyone leaving.
Yeah, I know. And especially like the Demiras, they're just not the powerful family that they were.
Yeah.
It's just Stefan and EJ
to come back.
Fighting.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's all it is. Like, I love to see, like, even Andre come back.
Yep. He can play both. Good guy and bad guy.
Yeah. But, even with Anna.
Definitely.
Coming back and, So I don't know what they'll do with Stefan once Gabby leaves, and so where he's going to be at and everything. But it's just not the same.
We don't even have any Hortons, really.
No, there's just so many different people coming in. But no really Hortons, because really that whole core, like Hope and her family, there's no Hope, there's no Beau. There's no Sean and Belle.
That's it.
Yeah, and we only see them around the holidays. And we do have Abby's gone. We have Maggie.
Okay, yeah.
And, you can't really say Abigail is.
No.
Well, Jennifer's gone.
Yeah.
Abigail's gone.
JJ's
gone.
Yeah,
there really is. Yeah. I guess Maggie. And I guess you could say she's part of the Hortons, but she was because she married into the Hortons.
That's true.
So really, there's not, and even the Brady. We mainly still have the Brady family, I guess.
Yeah, we got Roman, Eric,
and more Demaris. Yeah, there are. When you think of it, there are a lot of Demaris. I don't know.
Yeah.
Not the right Demaris, I guess. I don't know.
That's true. Give me Tony. And Andre,
yeah. Oh, well. Maybe. Who knows? I don't know what direction, they'll be taking that in. So, I don't know. Coming up. So, you can't think of any other storylines. So I keep thinking I'm missing something, but I guess not.
No.
I went down through all the characters that are there now. And because basically the storylines that were going on, and they had nothing about... Alex and that whole story there, and the other story, like with Constantine and all that, and Harris and that, and then with Jada. Oh, I did hear Jada's supposed to be get pregnant.
Oh boy.
I don't know. Yeah. I don't know. Maybe there'll be some conflict there with her with Blake Garris's
Custer.
Character and
yeah,
with Rafe. I don't know. So
yeah, I don't want Constantine to be bad.
I know.
I
maybe he'll
good.
Start out bad and get
turn
you know,
good.
He'll redeem him.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
He plays the actor plays both good and bad. I've seen him do both.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I can see where he could play, you know,
yeah.
play good.
If you ever see the movie Stick It, he's really nasty in that one.
No.
Yeah.
So.
He's like the kind of guy you just want to smack.
Yeah. Yeah. So are you still watching, do you still watch General Hospital or any other soaps or are you just to watch Days?
I watch General Hospital and Young and the Restless when I catch it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
How's General Hospital been? It's
General
been quite a while since I've watched it.
Pretty good. Wally is playing Eddie Main right now.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he had an accident and now he thinks he's Eddie Main.
Oh, okay.
And,
but he's still
and
mad,
I always,
right?
Yeah, I always liked Eddie Main, too.
Oh.
I like Ned, but I like Teddy Maine as well.
Uh-huh.
And
I guess Sonny's still on there, right?
Yeah, I tried to. You know, it's not the actor's fault, but he's been shoved down my throat for so many years. It's like, no.
Yeah,
no
yeah,
more.
He's been on. He's been the kind of the main guy on there, I think.
Yeah, him and Jason. It's like, no,
Jason.
Enough. I want to see the Scorpios.
Yeah.
In the quarter
well, is the Jason? Is the Jason character still on there? Who plays him now?
Not right now.
No. Yeah, because Billy Miller played him, right? And then
yeah.
Steve
then
Burton.
He played Drew, and now Cameron Matheson is playing Drew. It's like,
oh. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't know where they were on that, because it sounds like Steve Burton's going to be sticking around Days, you know,
oh,
I guess.
That's good. Yeah.
Yeah, they're trying to, I guess, put him with Ava. So there'll be that conflict there of
he's
him being
cop.
On the police force. He's a cop, and now she's kind of even reluctantly trying to be getting back into the drug
yeah,
business
do drugs.
Again.
Or money laundering,
you
know. Whatever it is.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. Okay. Well, I guess that's it. I guess there's football. No, my Steelers played Thursday, so they are not playing tomorrow. They're not
oh,
playing
how
they
tomorrow.
Do? Oh, they won.
Did they win? That's good.
Yeah. Won in the fourth quarter, but they won by a touchdown.
That's all that counts.
Yeah, they always do. They always do it the hard way, you know. So.
Hey,
yeah.
It makes the game interesting.
Oh, yeah. So. All right. Well, that's all we got for tonight. I guess nobody else, I guess thought Carrie was going to make it, but maybe something come up.
Yeah.
I knew Anna wasn't going to be here.
Could be.
All right.
Yeah. Okay. Well,
right.
I will
okay.
talk to you next week.
Okay. All right. Thanks.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Good night.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Night.